This is Akashvani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. India and the UK signed historic free trade agreement in London today. Prime Minister Narendra Modi expressed happiness that after many years of hard work, comprehensive economic and trade agreement between the two nations has been concluded. In his press statement following tete-a-tete with his British counterpart Keir Starmer, Prime Minister Modi said the day marks a historic day in India-UK bilateral relations.
एक और भारतीय टेक्सटाइल फुटवियर जेम्स एंड ज्वेलरी सी फूड और इंजीनियरिंग गुड्स को यूके में बेहतर मार्केट एक्सेस मिलेगा भारत के एग्रीकल्चर प्रोड्यूस और प्रोसेस फूड इंडस्ट्री के लिए यूके की मार्केट में नए अवसर बनेंगे भारत के युवाओं किसानों मछुआरों और एमएसएमई सेक्टर के लिए यह समझौता विशेष रूप से लाभकारी सिद्ध होगा वहीं दूसरी ओर भारत के लोगों और इंडस्ट्री के लिए यूके में बने प्रोडक्ट्स जैसे मेडिकल डिवाइसेस और एरोस्पेस पार्ट सुलभ और किफायती दरों पर उपलब्ध हो सकेंगे
In his statement, UK Prime Minister Keir Starmer said the free trade agreement is the biggest and most economically significant trade deal that the UK has made since leaving EU. He thanked Prime Minister Modi for his leadership and pragmatism.
This is the biggest and most economically significant trade deal that the UK has made since leaving the EU. And it's one of the most comprehensive deals that India has ever done. So thank you, Prime Minister, for your leadership and for your pragmatism. Today we're announcing nearly £6 billion in investment and export wins between India and the United Kingdom, creating over 2,200 jobs for British workers.
Back home, both houses of parliament were adjourned for the day following opposition uproar over various issues. The Lok Sabha was first adjourned till 2 p.m. and then finally for the day when it reassembled post-lunch. However, the Rajya Sabha transacted a few listed business, but due to the opposition uproar, the proceedings of the house were disrupted, leading to the adjournment of the house first at 2 p.m. and then finally for the day. The Supreme Court has stayed the Bombay High Court's order which acquitted all 12 accused in the 2006 Mumbai train blast case. The Supreme Court issued notice in the criminal appeal filed by the state of Maharashtra challenging the Bombay High Court's judgment which acquitted all 12 accused in the 7-11 Mumbai train blast case of 2006. Solicitor General of India, Tushar Mehta, appearing for the state of Maharashtra, told the bench comprising Justice M.M. Sundaresh and Justice N.K. Singh that he was not seeking an order to direct the accused persons who have been released from prison following the judgment to surrender. The Enforcement Directorate ED today conducted raids at 35 locations in connection with a loan fraud and money laundering investigation against the Reliance Anil Ambani Group companies. The investigation covers 50 companies and over 25 people. ED said that a preliminary investigation has revealed a loan diversion of around 3,000 crore rupees from a private bank between 2017 and 2019. A Russian passenger aircraft carrying over 49 people crashed near Tinda in the eastern Amu region today. According to sources cited by TASS, crew error during landing in poor visibility is being considered the likely cause. The Antonov An-24 aircraft operated by Angara Airlines went off radar just kilometers from its destination. Rescuers from the burning wreckage in a remote forest. At least 12 people have been killed and several others injured after clashes erupted between Thailand and Cambodia in a dramatic escalation of the long-running border row between the two neighbors. Both countries have blamed each other for starting the fighting. According to media reports, Cambodia fired artillery shells and rockets into Thailand while the Thai military scrambled F-16 jets to carry out air attacks. Thailand's health ministry said at least 11 civilians have been killed, including an 8-year-old boy, with most dying in a rocket attack near a gas station in Sisaket province. Both sides exchanged gunfire this morning, with each claiming the other had fired the first shot. In cricket, India were 285 for 5 in their first innings against England in the fourth test of the Anderson Tendulkar Trophy in Manchester when reports last came in. Earlier, visitors resumed their innings on day 2 at the overnight score of 264 for 4. And that is the end of this news bulletin.